This update from the Farmers Markets and Growers Association. Brenda Groseth from Carrington does a lot of canning and preserving of the vegetables that she grows. Groseth says now is the perfect time to get that canning done.
I preserve everything, even the potatoes. I will usually shred them, blanch them, and then lay them out flat to freeze, and they will make hash browns on them throughout the year. So they're a great one. Everything else goes in the jar.
Are there some do's and don'ts?
Following canning directions. I don't like it when I go on Facebook and see people doing things that they shouldn't be doing with canning. It's always important to follow your NDSU guidelines. NDSU has a great source. You know, you can buy a Kerrball canning book. They're a great source. You know, I know Grandma's recipe from 1940 looks really appeasing, but you know, things have changed since then, and especially with pressure canning. You know, people are scared of the pressure canner. I'm not quite sure why, because some of your things need to be pressure canned. They need that high heat to kill the bacteria.
The North Dakota Farmers Markets and Growers Association. Local foods and local farmers.